AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Vice President J.D. Vance, who has long been skeptical of foreign military interventions and outspoken about the prospect of sending troops into open-ended conflicts, will head to Pakistan today to lead mediated talks with Iran and Islamabad. Vance is joined by President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. Meanwhile, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a surprise move by Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu that could boost a faltering Iran war ceasefire.
Netanyahu says he's authorized direct talks with Lebanon, which a person familiar with the plan says are expected to start here in Washington next week. Israel and Lebanon have technically been at war since the Jewish state's founding in 1948, and Netanyahu says there is no ceasefire right now. The UN says Israel's ongoing Beirut bombing is hurting chances of ending the Iran war.
It poses a grave risk to the ceasefire and efforts towards a lasting and comprehensive peace in the region.
U.S. and Iranian negotiators are due to meet in Pakistan this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Defending champion Rory McIlroy picked up where he left off a year ago. For a couple other big names at the Masters, just making the cut is no guarantee. McIlroy and Sam Burns are entering today's second round tied for first after opening with 5 under-67s at Augusta National. U.S. stamps could get pricier. The U.S. Postal Service wants to increase postage rates, including raising the price of a first-class mail forever stamp from 78 to 82 cents. Regulators will still need to approve the changes. The USPS also says it's temporarily suspending pension contributions. This is AP News. Prices are continuing to swell for World Cup matches, especially the U.S. men's team's opener. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
FIFA has added new, even more expensive tiers of tickets for this year's World Cup, asking up to $4,105 for a front Category 1 seat at the U.S. opener against Paraguay in Inglewood, California on June 12th. Last week, FIFA had asked for a top price of $2,735 for Category 1 tickets for the match, but added a new front category pricing. FIFA also added a front Category 2 tier to its ticket sales website without public announcement, asking $1,940 to $2,330 for front Category 2 for the U.S. opener. I'm Gethin Coolball.
World shares were mostly higher today, and oil prices also rose. More information at AP. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.